Rebecca McLaughlin, acting real.
Oh, I don't want to go somewhere that's all statues and tour buses and you spend the whole time eating and drinking and lying about. I want to go somewhere horrible. Okay, look at this. These girls, right, they're 10, 12 years old. And every day, twice a day, they have to walk 4 miles to fill up their jerry cans with water that isn't even clean.
Look, I'm not saying it's you, okay? It's not. It's loads of things, okay? I don't think that we fit. I mean, I'm a bubbly person and you're... How do I put this nicely? You're boring.
Congratulations. You've reached Lorraine Fletcher. If you're not serious about this, hang up now. Uncle, how was that? Mysterious enough for you? Where are you calling from today, I wonder? A cabin in the Catskills? A secret lair in Sri Lanka? Ooh, Westminster Palace? No, seriously. Thanks for taking the time to call, and I'm sorry I'm out. I'm sure you have a waiting room full of oil shakes, rogue spies, and lion tamers to interview, so I won't ramble on. Oh, and yes, Uncle, the line is secure, and I haven't given the number to anyone.
But I hadn't actually been so stupid that I'd put myself in this situation. But Mum said I couldn't waste this. So I kept going. I kept throwing up and I kept driving myself to appointments and I kept feeling sick because I looked at the baby aisles in the shops.